Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon. Yesterday we began a study of seven things that make a difference between the one who has Bitachon and the one who does not in regard to the realm of Hishtadlus. So yesterday we talked about the person who does his stuff with the mindset that he's doing Hashem's will, even if he's not our will. The second one is that the Baal Bitachon, the person who does his Hishtadlus with a certain sense of calm, he works with a certain sense of calm. He knows that whatever will be good. And because he knows that he's trusting himself in Hashem, he does what he does, that's his responsibility, but he's placing his or her trust in Hashem. But if a person doesn't have bitachon, then the person also doesn't have any rest. There's always worries and problems. Because after all, if you believe kothi votsam yadi, if you believe that everything comes to you as a result of your own strength, you're always going to be training. It also could be that you're going to be on the guard constantly to stay on top, because you realize that if it's all about your strength, someone else could also come along and knock you off. And so such a person is always nervous, always in difficulty, and never appreciates the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in deciding who he is, the sole decider, who is going to be successful, mi yishafel umi yarum, who's going to be knocked down and who's going to be raised up. The third issue that makes a difference between a Baal Bitachon who does Hishtadlus and a person who's just working is that the Baal Bitachon doesn't rely on external reasonings. Right? He understands that whatever I'm doing because that's my job to be involved, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides the success. As opposed to the person who works around and says it's all based on me and me alone. And so therefore, by definition, the former, the guy who has the bitachon, realizes whether Hashem does what he does or whether it's up to me. That's really kind of a function of my servitude towards Hashem. It's nothing that I'm going to do that's going to automatically make God work in a different way and walk in a different way. Take, for instance, the guy who does Nanuim, right? So the Gemara says that when you pick up the lulav and esrog and you wave it in certain directions, so that's a message for the winds and the rains, and it's, you got to do it. But the truth is, it's not the winds or the waving that makes the difference. It's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do it. That should be your kavanah. If God says that this is what I'm supposed to do, then I'm supposed to do it. And so therefore, if for whatever reason it's a rough year, that doesn't mean we take out a lulav and esrog and just start waving things violently in the middle of Teves or Shvat. It means that we do what we do when we do it, because that's the responsibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to do, and it's our responsibility to do His will. We see that all the time. People are going through challenges, shidduchim or children or whatever, and all of a sudden they start doing all sorts of crazy skulas. And they think that it's the skula that makes the difference. It's not. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the difference. It's the tefillah that comes along with the skula. It's the awareness that whatever I'm doing on because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do so. Just doing the skulos creates a certain challenge for us. But a person who does a hishtadlus without any sense of bitachon thinks that it's all up to him or up to her. And as long as I do these magic incantations, they're supposed to work, right? And if they don't, so then that's it. The whole religion must be fake. This is a great challenge, especially in our generation. At least a false prophecy and all sorts of other great dangers. Rav Matisyahu Solomon comments over here. He says, look, on the other hand, a person needs to make sure that you have to do the shtadlos. You know, even if you're going to just rely on bitachon, bitachon, bitachon. It doesn't make sense for a person to open up a blacksmithery here in Hillside, New Jersey, and say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't send me enough horses to go ahead and shoe, right? Because today people drive cars. The parnasa of your choice has to make sense, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an option of giving you the hatzlacha, it's not too often that a blacksmith in the middle of Hillside winds up making enough of a parnasa to feed his her family. But if I own a Toyota dealership, and the other person owns a Honda dealership, in the same way that Toyotas can be the popular car now, the Hondas can be popular tomorrow, there I'm doing my Hishtadlus, and a person needs to understand that you put your Bitachon, assuming that you're in the same boat, and you're selling the things that make sense. On the other hand, a person who just works without without bitachon walks around through his or her life, switching from parnasa to parnasa, parnasa to parnasa, parnasa to parnasa. He changes. I'll do this segula for a couple, then I'll switch over to that segula for a couple, then I'll switch over here. I'm going to keep trying and trying and trying. It causes pizra and nefesh. Rachmana litzlan, we see this in people who have all sorts of tremendous anxieties. What happens is they try, they're flipping from one thing to the next to quell their anxieties and give them a certain sense of mastery and control. And unfortunately, what winds up happening is that they wind up suffering, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos and today's modern mental health field, from pizra and nefesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from pizra and nefesh. So as we go through our day, let's look for our opportunity to be mishtadl, to do our responsibility, but at the same time to realize that as we're doing our mishtadlers, to stop and say to yourself, I see what I'm doing, but I also realize that Hashem is in my partner within the process, and my partner has a responsibility to work on his side to bring the success out as well. Have a great, terrific day.